This spring, Milwaukee Public School leaders agreed to reinstate employee salary schedules. The salary schedules give workers predictable raises based on experience and education level. It's a compensation system that MPS eliminated after Act 10. Now the district is reversing course with the goal of stabilizing its workforce. WUWM education reporter Emily Files explains that even though many details are up in the air, MPS's lowest paid employees are already seeing benefits.
The salary schedules are being implemented in three phases, starting with the low-wage workers who help keep schools running: paraprofessionals, safety assistants, cafeteria workers. Betty Benson is one of them.
And then I'm just putting the sauce over the orange chicken.
Benson is a food service assistant at Golda Meir. She helps prepare 500 to 700 student meals each day.
You're gonna make many messes.
Benson has worked in MPS cafeterias for most of her adult life.
Ooh-wee, 17 years. Cooking, interacting with the kids, smiling daily.
In recent years, she says, her pay stagnated. That is, until now. With the salary schedule, Benson got a more than $3 raise, from $14.05 an hour to $17.44.
That makes me let me know that the work that I do, it don't go unnoticed.
Her close to 20 years with the district put her at one of the top rungs of the new pay scale, hence the big jump.
This is a change that we've been wondering, you know, and hoping for more money to be able to come to MPS. And I believe this is a fresh start. I believe they picking it up a little bit.
Benson is one of the about 3,000 MPS workers who have already been brought onto the salary schedules. The biggest employee group, teachers, have not yet. But union president Amy Mizialko says the promise of better compensation is boosting morale.
I think it's clear that people are seeing and feeling hope that they haven't had since Act 10.
The union was the driving force behind the new salary schedules. Members testified for hours at school board budget hearings.
Reestablishing salary schedules for all workers in the district is integral to ensure that we have an adult in every classroom waiting for children in the morning.
In public testimony, teachers and other workers spoke of an exodus of MPS employees leaving for better paying jobs in other districts. MPS Board President Larry Miller says they needed to do something to stay competitive.
If you look at the number of teachers and staff that have left for the suburbs or other places, it's fairly significant. And we want to keep the people that are dedicated to Milwaukee's children, we want to keep them in Milwaukee. But if they can't pay their bills, that won't happen.
There are questions about how MPS will pay its bills with the additional salary expenses. The $4.3 million first phase is being funded with short-term maneuvers like drawing money from the district savings. Ann Chapman with the Wisconsin Policy Forum has studied MPS's financial outlook.
Well, on the one hand, we absolutely sympathize with the district's need to address, you know, its teacher attraction and retention challenges with increases in salaries and benefits.
But Chapman says even though state funding is increasing this year under Governor Evers, future revenue is unpredictable and depends on enrollment, something the district has struggled to maintain.
The question is kind of a long-term one. How are they going to sustain this going forward?
Another question is how much the salary schedules will cost when it comes to the more expensive employees, like teachers and principals. The school board is set to revisit that question when it makes budget adjustments in October. In the short term, though, employees like lunch lady Betty Benson are seeing bigger raises than they've had in a long time. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.